You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for So You Think You Can Dance. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest So You Think You Can Dance news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for So You Think You Can Dance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, Season 10, Episode 18, Top 8. But before we get started, I'm so excited about this episode, but before we get started, I would love for you guys to go out and get Every Girl's Guide to Life. It's by Marina Menounos. And if you guys want to get in shape like the girls on the show, you got to go out and get this book. There's tips in here on how to get in shape, organize, help you with your navigation, how to do everything. And if guys want to go out and get it too for your girl, or you just want to look at the sexy pictures of her, you go out and get it.
Yes, it's an awesome book. I've actually read it myself. It's DJ Jesse here in the booth, here with Heather Basra. Now, we have some other exciting news before we get started.
Yes.
I know you're really excited about this
episode. I am.
I only got to see the performances, so I can imagine what the whole night was like. It looked
amazing, hot and sexy.
Night. Yes. But before we get started, a few announcements. One, we are back on iTunes.
Yeah.
Awesome, amazing, epic.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out. You know, we are streaming live on Ustream every day. But if you guys can't make it to your computer in time, download us on iTunes. You can put us on your iPod or whatever fancy
now
little
iPad.
Your iPad. Woo! All your fancy little contraptions out there. And you can actually listen to us on the go. Hey, you don't have an iPad, you don't have an iPhone, you don't have an iPod. That's all right, because we have an app called Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Basically, you can download any of our podcasts and listen to it through your phone. Plug it into your car and
that
listen to us on the go.
It's cool.
Yes.
I love that.
It kind of freaked me out the first time I ever used it. I was like, wow, I'm listening to myself through my phone. That's weird.
On the radio
but
in
it's
my car.
Yes, it's awesome. So make sure you guys check it out. And it's also free.
Oh.
Yeah. They're also free on iTunes, so don't feel like you have to go through iTunes and pay for anything. And leave us your comments, guys.
Yes, we want to know what you think of what we can improve on.
You know, we can also hit us up at info@afterbuzztv.com. Check us out at ustream.tv/afterbuzztv. Like us on Facebook. Please find us.
Yes,
tell your friends.
Go out there. Click it. One click.
One click. I mean,
one click.
One click.
That's it.
You know,
like,
don't just visit the page. Like it.
Yeah.
It's easy.
And leave us comments.
And it's cool to like AfterBuzz TV.
It is. It's awesome.
And leave it. Yeah, we're always posting stuff. And make sure you guys contribute to the chats that we got going on. And hey, you know what? There may not be a show that you know about, but if you see it, check it out. You know, you may get into it. There have been so many shows here where, you know, I hate to even admit this. Gossip Girl.
Right? You get it. You get addicted. You watch one episode.
You know,
and boom.
I watch the girls come in here and they start talking about it. I'm addicted to it.
Yep.
Even So You Think You Can Dance. I mean, I used to watch it with my mom back in the day. Then I kind of got drifted away. You, Kat, Maria Kanellis. I mean, just the passion you guys have for it. It's pulled me back into it. I'll definitely be watching the rest of the season and be watching next season. I'm excited for it.
See, that's how we reel you in.
That's how you roll. And also check us out on Twitter. We're always tweeting, and you guys definitely want to get the latest updates from AfterBuzz TV. That's at AfterBuzz TV. And if you're listening out there, give us a call at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. We will pick up your phone call.
So call in.
At the appropriate time, though. We can't have the lines blowing up. But yeah, definitely call in and give us your opinion.
Yeah, let us know.
Now, Kat and Maria couldn't be here tonight. They're very upset about that, but busy girls.
They are.
And they're working girls. And we want to congratulate Kat Billis. She has a new nephew in her life. So
I know.
That's actually where she's heading right now. She gets to finally meet
him. Can't wait to see pictures.
Yes. But let's get into tonight's episode.
Yes.
This amazing.
Amazing, night. Ridiculous episode. So first off, I want to say how we lost Clarice and Mitchell last week. Don't really miss them very much.
No.
I kind of don't remember them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're... Well,
I liked Mitchell at the beginning.
Yeah, well.
At the beginning. And then he kind of drowned.
We saw... He didn't really change. He didn't grow. He didn't, expand his knowledge of dance or anything like that. And so he's gone. Bye-bye.
Sorry.
See you later. So now to this episode, we had, of course, Lady Gaga on the episode. Oh, my goodness.
Interesting outfit choice.
What was that?
It was like Love Boat meets the Partridge Family meets...
Old school 80s, 70s, 60s. What?
And what is with everyone dyeing their hair, all these colors?
What was it, like a seafoam green, blue?
Yeah. I'm so mad you said seafoam green. Well, you know what? We're going to change our background colors to give us some Lady Gaga right now behind us. We have that was the color of Lady Gaga's hair.
Oh, yeah. It was.
But very interesting outfit choice, and her shoes were crazy.
They were like a foot and a half tall. And like, she's a short girl, but
hazardous.
Yeah, she threw them at the stage. Oh my goodness, can you imagine a foot and a half shoe flying at you?
Lady Gaga hit me with her shoe.
Sasha's not going to let that shoe go.
Let's save all that.
Oh, I know, I can't help it.
I know. All right, so where do we start off with?
Okay, so we start off on the first dance. It was Sasha and Pasha doing a quick step. It was
in the fact of Sasha, you gave us such an amazing dance last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now this week, I mean, it was supposed to be weird and quirky.
Which it was.
It was. Her outfit was awesome. I loved it.
Do we blame Pasha, maybe?
What?
Do we blame her partner?
Well, no, I don't think so.
No.
Maybe it's just the choreography maybe the chemistry. You know, she did have amazing chemistry with Twitch last week.
Right.
Which I think something might be going on.
Go ahead. What were you saying with that?
Every time they zoomed to him, it was when she was on stage or, you know, he's in the audience. We actually see him in the audience now.
Right.
And I don't remember seeing him in the audience. You know, they never zoomed to him before. And I don't know. Maybe something's going on.
Well, and it's funny. I wonder if because that last week that dance was so passionate and, you know, we kept talking about how we felt maybe something was going on between them because of the passion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. Do you ever watch Dancing with the Stars?
No, I've seen a few episodes.
This past season, another show that I got sucked into loving.
Right.
Christy Alley was dancing with her partner, and he's so much younger than her. But people were questioning if there was something going on because of their chemistry. So I wonder if the editors for the show... Well, this is live.
Yeah, the show's live.
But I wonder if they plant him there in the fact of, you guys had such a hot dance, maybe we can start some controversy.
Oh, yeah, have him sitting there and then zoom into him or whatever.
But you never know, because in the dancing world, if you find somebody with the same passion as you and
the chemistry,
you can make some love on stage like that.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
Make that love everywhere.
Two dancers making love? Oh, my goodness.
Epic.
I know.
So what did you think of the actual performance? I mean,
I didn't want to watch it again.
What did you think of her technique in it?
It was a little stiff, little
but weak. In that sense, I think it was the choreography, because they were doing like these weird like scarecrow positionings.
But that was the choreographer.
Right.
He chose to pick that style, you know, that weird, quirky, whatever it was, and I don't know. Meh. Wasn't going to make it or break it for me tonight for her.
Moving
She's still
going
to be in, but right? Moving on. Caitlin and Ivan doing a hip hop. I love that he's back. We haven't seen him in, what, almost 7 years, something like that. Long time.
It was a great dance.
He's a man now.
He's grown into such a young man.
Yeah. I think that he carried her in this dance.
I definitely agree.
I don't think we're going to... I'm not going to give it away. I was going to make a prediction.
No, save your predictions.
Yes.
It's funny because we didn't watch the show together.
No, we did not.
But as we watched the dances afterwards, you know, mm-hmm. our commentary was kind of very similar. And whenever that happens for me in my head, it's kind of like, well, that's usually then the general public's opinion.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. I didn't see what the judges said, but did they feel that he carried the dance as well?
Yeah. Okay. Nigel was saying how, you know, she did well, but Ivan was better kind of deal. It was okay. I mean, I love the dance. It was a story. I think that's what I was saying. Yeah. How Kat was saying last week, how she loves to see a story. You know, she wants to feel like she's there, like she's... You know, like a movie, like a little mini movie.
They had chemistry. I'll definitely give them that.
They did. They definitely
did. Like you said, a mini movie. I felt like I was watching a music video.
Yeah. That's what you were saying. Yeah, a music video.
Neo could have popped up and like been involved somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, they were definitely choreographed to the lyrics.
Right.
Which I think definitely gives it more of a music video.
Absolutely.
Story, mini clip kind of feel. Mm-hmm. But it was okay.
Yeah.
It was all right. Who knows? Who knows if she'll be around
next week?
Right. We'll see what happens next week. Jordan in a day. It was nice to see his face yawning.
Who?
You.
Oh, please. I was just screaming with excitement. You
right. You're
see.
Silently screaming. Jordan in a day. It was definitely sexy. That was the whole idea. Tice wanted not to be. Saying bad words, but badasses in this dance. It was supposed to be athleticism, showing like their strength and what they can do. And I totally saw it. Like her extensions were ridiculous.
Crazy.
She did a, you know, he spun her around and her legs just went 180. Literally, it was ridiculous how long her legs go. And it's like, they're endless.
Her sex appeal is insane. Now, this is the one. Is this the one that I compared to Britney?
Yes.
All right. So the thing with her is she's this little good girl, very timid.
Yeah. Shy.
But when she goes on stage,
she's fierce.
She's able to. And those are the ones you have to watch out for because they
come out.
That's where they perform. And that's what it is for them. You know, the stage with Sasha, I feel like. You know, she has that aggression, you know, off stage. She has that passion off stage. But it's the ones that are quiet. And, you know, that's why we've seen Britney Spears around for so
long. Yeah,
because she's this nice, good, humble little girl. But when she goes on stage,
it's a whole different world.
It's a cat. And it's just released. And that's what I saw tonight. That sex that she put on that stage was... She could have been just... Not even dancing as well. Her let alone she had amazing extensions, but it was just the passion.
She puts into it. It's kind of like a cabaret kind of like, not Pussycat Dolls, maybe a little bit, but that like cabaret, old school, like you go see a girl dance, not like a stripper, but you know, you go see a girl dance and it's sexy and you know what I mean? That's what it's.
Actually, opening number of the musical Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That very reminiscent.
Exactly.
Of when she was dragged across the floor. We saw that last week with was it Sasha?
Or
was it Jesse and no, I think it was Sasha. Where she was dragged across the floor.
With Twitch. It was with Twitch.
Okay.
That one.
They did such an amazing job. This was totally different. This was sexy, the way he pulled her across that stage.
Her facial expressions, the way she just carries herself on stage. It's a presence.
And for some reason, Sasha has great extensions. But this girl, the angle of her being pulled, the arch in her back, everything about it was
sensual,
just like...
Delicious.
A beautiful sexual statue. Awesome.
Amazing. And then we have Melanie.
Before we go there, what were the judges' thoughts on that?
Let me skip to that. Nigel said it was like moving dolls around.
Okay, yeah.
Like you know, what did he say? It was like, you know, when little girls play with Barbie dolls and they, you know, move the leg and they move the arm and they just twitch them. He was moving around like this. He's like twitching around and moving around. And that's what it's like with her, you know? You can move her leg up here. You can move her leg down there. You can move her arm and she'll just go there, you know? Right. Like, there's no boundaries to where her body can move and how flexible she is.
Excellent.
Yeah, they loved it. They really did. We have Melanie and Neil. Oh, my God, he's so hot. He is sexy. He had his shirt off. I couldn't help myself. No. she is beautiful. I think it's going to be between her and Sasha. I mean, seriously, she's amazing. And you were saying how they always have her in white
dresses.
This,
white virginal dress, and she always like does this, like...
The Virgin Mary or something,
like a,
you know?
Like it's like this, the Virgin Ballerina.
Yeah.
And that's what I get from her. When I watch her dance, I feel like a Russian China doll.
Yes, exactly.
You know? And the pixie haircut, everything for her, her whole look.
She's cute.
Yes, it's just
she's
adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And when she dances, it goes from adorable to beautiful.
Mm-hmm. She's growing into a woman. She's really learning a lot from the show, I think. She's growing.
And I'm really excited to talk about the dance that she does at the end with Sasha. Because
amazing. When
I watched this first dance, I said to myself, great job, but we've seen it. We saw it last week. We saw that.
Yeah, this is a dance that you definitely see a lot of. I was rewatching some of the old episodes from older seasons. And in this episode, in this dance, she ran and jumped to him, which is beautiful. But, you know, we have seen that with, what's her name? Allison and Ivan. They did one of those. What was the other one?
But you know what?
I can allow,
we've seen that. When I say I've seen it before, I've seen that story, that romance, the white dress,
like the
and the
Romeo and Juliet type of deal.
I mean, the thing about the jumping into his arms,
it's magical.
It really was.
That was a moment.
And she did it, and she kind of reminds me of a deer. I know that's really awkward and weird to say, but I mean it in the most positive way.
Kind of like Bambi.
Yeah, like she's just so innocent and just like the passion of her running, jumping, it was so quick and just like into his
flawless arms.
She shelled up into his arms.
How she trusted him.
Flawless. Perfect like, word for it.
Flawless. It was. Like you have to be able to trust your partner. I mean, like to run and jump to somebody, how do you know how they're gonna react? You know, they rehearsed it and they practice, but you still don't know. Things happen, and just to let yourself go and just feel the movement in the moment, just go for it.
And I have a prediction, which I'll save, but I do want to say, you know, we spoke about how we think Sasha and her are going to will probably be in the final two.
Yeah.
It's so funny when you watch these two dance, the passion
they have.
That they have. And it's just like, no, you know, I saw it tonight with Marco. But these girls put so much into it. Like, just what, like that jump really meant a lot to me.
They like
honestly
live it.
Yeah.
They live it. You know, they're in the moment. They just, it's like taking over them, you know, like having a little spirit inside of them. Just.
Yeah. I have the dancing spirit in me.
It's like True Blood, you know, the little fairies.
Yeah, the little fairies have taken over, so you think you can dance.
Yeah, exactly. And then this dance was supposed to be about a crossroad in a relationship, and I really feel that. I really felt like I saw that, you know? They're at this still in their relationship, and what do you do? You know, do you stay? Do you go?
Well, after that, you stay. That was some energy. That was some
passion. I have a question mark here. It looked like she was crying at the end.
Yeah.
It looked like they were crying. Like she felt it so much that, you know, like maybe she thought this fake relationship was ended, you know, like I felt it. I really did. Rob had said her technique is magical. And it really is. And how it's like poetry and flawless and dances. Yeah, it's like poetry and just amazing. She's
but definitely
wonderful.
Magical. I mean, it's just something. maybe it's her haircut or some pixie. I think fairy.
It's different.
I
love her.
She makes that character come to life.
She does. Well, she lives it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's brilliant. She's brilliant. Lady Gaga said that Melanie is her favorite dancer on this season.
Now, I wonder if, like, if they don't win, like, Lady Gaga was there, if I was Lady Gaga, I would want them on my tour. To have moments like that in my tour.
I think she said that. She said it to somebody about how, if they weren't in this show, that she would hire them on the spot for her tour.
Really? I mean,
I wrote that down somewhere. I swear I did.
Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, but she said that to somebody. I think it was Melanie because she said this was her favorite. Yeah, right here. Hired to dance on tour. Like, she loves her that much. It's like a guaranteed job because you love something that you do. Like, if you're passionate about it, she's going to go really far.
Absolutely.
Amazing, amazing job. She might win. Maybe. Dun, dun, dun. we have Ricky and Anya. Anya's amazing. She's brilliant at what she does. But Ricky, I didn't watch it.
No.
I saw 5 seconds and skipped. I couldn't help myself.
She led him.
She did. Like,
he was the man in the relationship.
She was. Oh my God, that's awful. I don't want to be mean, but it was a little feminine for me. It wasn't, you know, like in ballroom, there's a woman and a man. You know, in contemporary and other things, it's a little different. But in ballroom, I just feel like you kind of need a male, you know, strong
persona,
you know, something. And she was leading him around, and it was a little uncomfortable for me.
You know, it's in the sense of, like, last week, you know, he did this dance where he was supposed to, you know, they were supposed to have a bad dream.
He didn't even live
the
character.
He doesn't feed the character.
Not at all.
You know? And with this, it's, you know, the character is masculine.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feed that masculine.
No matter how your body structure is, no matter how, like, you carry yourself outside of dance, once you're on stage, you have to play whatever part, you have to feel whatever the choreography is, you know? Mm-hmm. The choreographer has a vision. It's there, you know, it's like an artist, you know? You have a vision and you paint it out. You know,
and who was the choreographer for that one?
Number 5.
Because it was.
I didn't write it down because I didn't watch it.
It was kind of simple choreography.
It was. It was. It. This was a jive. You know, jives are a little harder, but it just. He should have been gone long ago. Right. You know, I know Marie and I didn't really. Marie didn't like him either. You know, like. He's just been stringing along. I don't know how he's doing it. He must have a really big fan base at home. But it's just, meh, it's over.
Next.
We don't even care. My favorite. He's my favorite male. Besides, there's a couple, but he's definitely my favorite. He's a cutie pie. Jesse and Lauren G. They brought Lauren G back, which I love her. And they did a hip-hop piece. And it was beautiful. I mean, I loved it. Lady Gaga said it's not like acting. Sorry, that's not what she said. She said it's... it's not like, it's like he meant it, not like he's acting. He like actually meant the dance, you know? This piece was where he had like cheated on her, I guess, or something like that. And he was making up to her and she didn't want it, you know? Like, please give me back, take me back. And I know I messed up, but I love you. And, you know, all of us have gone through that at some point in our lives. And, you know, it was a beautiful dance.
And, you know, I mentioned, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, I mentioned to you guys, it's really hard on these shows when they have these dancers who are so trained do hip-hop. It's always awkward.
It. Yeah.
You know, they're always doing like the hand slides. Like, who did we see earlier in the
was it Ricky?
Episode doing hip-hop? We've seen Ricky do hip-hop. Oh, later in the episode, Ricky did hip-hop. And it was just, you're playing a part.
Yeah.
With Jesse... I mentioned to you guys a few weeks ago that the only one I felt that wouldn't be able to do it was Jesse, you know, because he just has that flow to him.
Yeah.
And he really
he
pulled it off
tonight. He sinks into it.
Yep.
Nigel was saying it's like a pot or a seat and you got to sink in. And it's true. He does. He gets into it. It's like the swag, you know?
Yeah.
The little nitty gritty, and he gets in there and does it. He does everything.
He's a full entertainer.
Oh, completely. Well, you know, he did Broadway when he was younger.
Right.
He was on Broadway. And the other guest judge, Rob Marshall, he actually worked with Jesse.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, when he was younger. And he said that this show has allowed Jesse to grow as a dancer, as an artist, you know. And it's great to see that.
Well, do you remember when Jesse was his audition?
Yeah.
He's kind of very cocky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And very like, I'm the only one with tap.
I can do this.
Yeah, I can do this.
I can do this and this and this, so and I'm the all-star.
I feel like being challenged with all these different dances, being short, not being able to lift and having to overcome this, I feel like he's kind of mellowed out with that.
Yeah.
Persona. And
well, it's kind of like a slap in the face a little, like, hey, wake up.
Right. And I totally agree with that, you know, Rob, and the fact of I have seen growth in him.
Oh yeah, there's a lift
as a person
later on.
And as a dancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kind of humbled out a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see here, we have Tad and Lauren F. They're bringing all these Laurens back. I'm getting all confused from different seasons. There's a Lauren on every season.
They got
to cut him off. they did a jazz piece. It was cute. He kind of got slapped in the face and his hat fell off.
Yeah, but he played it off.
He did. I noticed because I can catch these things. But I did watch it with a friend earlier and he didn't even notice. He's like, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, he didn't blink twice.
No, he just kept going.
I'm going to really reach back right now. But when I was in high school, we put on a production. And, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that our choreographer said was we had these. It was like a cane.
Mm.
If you drop the cane,
don't go
pick it up. It's going to look more awkward. You might trip on somebody. Something could happen.
Yep.
Just hold the air as if you're holding the cane.
Yep.
You know, give the illusion.
And he did it.
Totally did.
And it's funny because I was like, what is he doing? That's when I noticed because he was going like this. He was like touching his head and doing all the things that she was doing with the hat. And I was like, oh, he lost his hat. Mm-hmm. I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice,
and
you know,
that,
until
that's
that.
That's a great professional dancer.
It's a performer.
I really liked this dance. It was very
like
Michael Jackson.
Yes, that's what the judges were saying. That it's like Michael Jackson, a heist, like a secret agent.
And very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Not quirky, but
no. It wasn't feminine, but it wasn't masculine, and it kind of interchanged in parts where he would do the masculine thing, and then she would switch and do the
uh-huh.
You know, when he jumped over her back
mm-hmm.
and went underneath her legs, and then she went underneath his legs. It was really creative, and they pulled it off. They were really great chemistry. They were mm-hmm. in sync with each other, which is very hard with all that pop locking and all that. I really like them.
I do, too. He's definitely one of my favorites. Kat loves him a lot, and Maria loves him a lot. He's definitely going to be in the top, you know. He's definitely a good dancer. But who knows? Jesse's there. They still have Marco.
Oh.
So
Marco's next, right?
It's a little tough. That's the four guys, you know. You're going to have to start cutting all the good ones out soon.
Right.
It's going to be down to just two amazing dancers and see what happens.
It's still kind of early, but like, just think of these performances we're seeing, you know?
Oh, they're getting better and better
Imagine
and better.
Imagine what it's going to be when it's the top four, when they're really putting all of their passion into
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, they should be putting all their passion into it now.
Yeah, but once you get towards that, like, really, right now it's not as competitive. Mm-hmm. It's more like I'm showing you what I'm capable of.
Yeah.
But when it gets to like, oh,
the
I'm
nitty
like
gritty.
The top four.
Yeah.
I need to perform.
You're fighting
that,
for your
there's
life.
There's something that comes inside of you that is going to make you push off harder, make you lift higher. And yeah.
It's a little extra spirit, a little dance spirit.
Those fairies. coming back.
Yeah. Next, we have Marco and Allison, and they did an amazing contemporary. I really think they might win an Emmy for this one.
This was...
gorgeous. I mean...
Honestly, since the beginning, Marco's been... I actually... When we first started the show, I did it with, you know, we had a whole different.
Oh, yeah, we had a whole. wasn't even here.
No, it was me, Kat, and Tammy, and I believe Ashanti even came in.
Mm-hmm.
And Marco was my first pick from the auditions. I said, I think he's going to go all the way.
Yeah. He just dances with passion. He dances like he's. It's like no one's watching him.
Yes. Nobody's in the room. And almost he's just, like he's not even dancing with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But the chemistry he has, like, instantly is there with whoever he dances with.
Yeah.
He's so in the zone.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, in the zone. He is.
He can do hip-hop. He can do anything.
Contemporary.
His technique is insane.
They were saying that. His technique is flawless. This was a Sonia piece. And she's got a couple numbers tonight. Like, amazing, amazing numbers.
Both of her... Top numbers literally brought the house down.
Yeah. Those were the two top numbers of the night.
One, everyone was crying.
Yeah. This one was crazy. This is a dance about how you not hurt somebody, but something happens to somebody because of you. And you've caused damage to somebody. And now you're feeling the guilt.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing on stage is this guilt that they're feeling inside of how they hurt somebody or did something to somebody or damage or whatever it was. I saw it. I totally saw it. And, you know.
And so crazy he brought his mother on the night that he did the guilt thing, the guilt dance.
I know. His mom flew all the way from Guam.
Right, with that passion. Because, I mean, at the end of it, he was
in
tears.
Everyone was crying.
Lady Gaga was like... She was a hot mess. She couldn't even say anything. And what was with the fly on Lady Gaga's hat? If anyone noticed this.
Yeah. I was Facebooking right before I got in here. And I'm reading the post and my friend was like, did anybody notice the fly on Lady Gaga's head? Like, ew.
Right. Like,
why would no one tell her? Why would no one know? Like,
girl,
somebody.
Are you wearing meat bra and panties again? Because what? There was a I thought it was on my computer screen when I was watching this.
Flicking it off.
It really was. And then I was like, wait. Oh my God. That's on her hat. Boldly in the So You Think You Can Dance studio.
A little black thing on a bright red hat.
As she's bawling her eyes out.
I know. Right. Poor thing. And that's probably why she took her hat off. Because right after that and all the other judging, she had no hat on.
If there was a fly there, that hat would not come off because I wouldn't want that fly in my hair.
Right. And her hair was bright blue. but this piece was incredible. Everyone was crying. You know, everyone, Rob said this was incredible partnership.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Like, the way when they moved, you said it, they did this head back thing together and it was just in sync.
Yep.
And you were just like... You know?
You know what I love that he does is, you know, we always talk about extensions and mm-hmm. how well they, you know, can arch their
toe. Flexibility and all that. Mm-hmm.
But he did this part where he, like, curled his leg up and, like, did a spin.
Yeah.
And, like, arched his back. And, mm-hmm. like, it was so compact and so just, like, quick and sharp. And she did it, too, but I just, like,
just
the way
he's
like
yeah.
a machine.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. And he's the one that I feel like Lady Gaga should be like, if you don't win this,
yeah,
I need you on my tour. Because you're just...
He's brilliant.
He's awesome.
He's the kind of dancer you can see. He's a little feminine, maybe, but he's masculine,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he makes up for it.
You know what I mean? Like, he just... The way he dances is just out there. And, ooh, that's how it feels. You know, like, oh, gosh, yes. You know, you just want to be there. You want to be there live, just like
Pick
a little kid.
Up.
Yeah, like, just I want to see it again.
Arms in the air.
Yeah, you got to watch it again and again and again. And Nigel was saying how he wanted to take a moment to say, this is beyond dance. This is about, you know, how you've done something to somebody, or you regret things. You know, Lady Gaga was like, I regret things in my life. And sometimes you can't say how you feel about it, and it's too late to say I'm sorry or whatever. And, you know, and his mom was there tonight, and he was able to say, you know, I was a little brat when I was a kid. You know, we've all done things we regret. And just to say, you know what, I'm sorry and I love you, and, you know, that's it. I'm sorry, I love you, and let's move on.
Well,
you know?
Let's just say he's safe.
completely. Completely safe until next week. Who knows?
I'm so glad they didn't do individual solos tonight.
I know you were saying that. We already know by this point what they can do. We already know their abilities. I want to see them dance. Yes. I want to see them. How do they interact with different styles? How do they, you know, deal with pressure of a new partner?
Yep. Match those mofos up.
Right? Let's twist them all up and see what happens. Throw them in a bag.
And not only that, but it's like, it's different when you're dancing with somebody from a past season, because the person from the past season is like
a pro now.
Right. And they
work.
They aren't doing it for a competition.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not going to, you're going to get passion because obviously they're great, amazing dancers. But to put two of them
who are competing,
there's going to be that spark, that extra passion. We definitely saw that tonight.
Mm-hmm. We saw that from a couple of them tonight. Yeah.
Who was our first couple that we...
The first couple together were Caitlin and Tad. It was a foxtrot.
Yeah.
It was okay. I mean, it was like being at a cigar lounge and watching a performance from the 1950s. You know, it was elegant. It was beautiful.
The technique wasn't really there.
No. Mary Murphy was saying the technique wasn't there, but it was pleasurable to watch.
They were very entertaining. Mm-hmm. And like you said, for them not to have technique, but for them to like physically bring you to, hey, I am in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there. You know, that's magic.
Sometimes you don't need technique. If there's performance and there's entertainment and passion and, you know, technique is a little on the side burner a little bit.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, this is something I would say. It was very Disney.
Mm.
You know, like,
I can see that. I can definitely see
that. They had the smile
that.
On. They had the
very
hair
Cinderella
done.
Very Cinderella and you know, Sleeping Beauty and...
Yeah. I could go to Disney World and you would make me feel like I was in the 1920s. Thank you very much.
I can definitely see that. it was okay. Definitely one of those ones you go, okay, next.
Next.
You know, wouldn't watch it again. We have Ricky and Marco doing a hip hop. They did some crazy little stunts.
Yeah.
They did a broom twirl, aerial.
I like when they use props.
I like do. That, you know? They were little janitors tonight.
They were.
They were cleaning up the stage.
I think with this...
Mm-hmm.
Another show in comparison, I did The Voice.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, me too. Amazing.
Adam Levine. Call me.
Oh, really? You know, with The Voice, they matched them up. And when they matched them up, I would say, well, why would they put these two together? You clearly, like, want to get rid of one of them. Because it was always they matched a really strong person up with a weaker person. And tonight, I felt the same way. Marco versus Ricky.
It was.
I wasn't in love with this performance, but, you know, Marco really
outshined
him. I couldn't take my eyes off him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ricky kind of, you could see all of his flaws.
Yeah. Well, I kind of feel like maybe he doesn't want to be here anymore. That's the kind of vibe I'm getting from Ricky. You know, he's been in the bottom three every week. You know, I don't know.
I just
don't care.
You know, you can also see he's not as good of a...
dancer. He doesn't
a technical dancer. He's a hand dancer. I watched the choreography tonight, when they were just literally like spread their legs and stand in place and just do the choreography with the hands, Ricky was really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But once it involved like crisscrossing the feet,
the movement,
jumping, and all that stuff, that's where he kind of like was slacking. You know, Marco really shined.
He did. This performance was good. I mean, it was definitely entertaining, just back burner too.
Yeah.
You know, Ricky's, I was going to say it again. Ricky should just go home.
Sorry.
I know. I feel so bad for him. Now we have the next two performances, and I liked both of them.
Yeah, me too.
I do like this next one. I know a lot of the judges did not like it. They said it was slow, but that's part of the rumba. It was Jordan and Jess, and I do like these two together. She was barefoot, which I absolutely loved for Jess because, you know, he's been doing
take some
all
height off.
Yeah, he's been doing all these what are they called? Twirls, not twirls. Lifts. There lifts, we go. Yeah. My mind went on a blank. He was doing all these lifts with all these girls in heels and you could see the struggle. You know, it was, mm-hmm. I felt kind of bad for him, but this one he did it flawlessly. He did it with no effort.
Yeah.
Really, you know, she was barefoot, you know, I think even if she was in heels, it still would be easy. I think their chemistry.
He's growing, you know.
Yes, and he's probably been practicing behind scenes.
And the chemistry was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm kind of a little upset with the judges and the fact of, you know, we watch these dancers mm-hmm. and putting them up against each other, you could sense the fact of one trying to do as well as they can because they know they're on stage with a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
With this, it was not a competition at all. They were dancing in unison. Mm-hmm. It was really beautiful. And also to an Adele song, I think they just...
Adele's beautiful. It just makes the passion even better being there.
The spins in it, the lifts in it.
Mm-hmm.
They were on point with each other. It was
I mean, there were
dance.
A few flaws.
Yeah.
Nigel pointed out a few. She was walking kind of, I would say, like a duck. You know, when you're in training growing up, you learn tuck it under, tuck your butt. And she kind of stuck it out a little tonight,
but
you know.
I liked it. I actually liked that she did it because it was so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
It added character to it,
mm-hmm.
and just seeing the arch in her back and the curves in her body mm-hmm. was sexy. It was
yeah, it didn't bother me.
No.
But for the judges, you know, technique
right.
is a big factor. But it didn't bother me. I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was really sensual. This dance was about a controlling relationship. And, you know, I have been there before. You know, you're kind of like glamored. It's like being in love with a vampire. It's kind of mm-hmm. being glamored. And you can see that in this dance.
See,
you know?
I can't see that in this dance.
You couldn't?
No, for me, this dance, they were so in unison that I think it was the best teamwork in the sense mm-hmm. for the whole night, because I know we're going to get into the next dance, but I would say this was probably the best teamwork for me mm-hmm. because I just, like I said, I didn't feel like they were competing with each. They worked so well with each other.
It was more like a friendship, a partnership.
It felt like one,
mm-hmm.
you know, where everything else I was watching, this person and that person, and trying to compare their techniques. With
it was
this,
a little
they did it together, and to me, that's the hardest thing to do with somebody that you're competing against. Make it seem so natural.
So you can take your eyes off both of them.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, you're who do I watch?
But let's get into the next dance because this was just
amazing.
Awesome.
This was definitely has to win an Emmy. If it doesn't, I don't know what's going to happen.
You're up for so many Emmys, like... I can't imagine them not winning at least
what
two
did he
three.
Say? They won. They're up for 8 Emmys, and five of them are for choreographers.
Crazy.
So, I mean, the choreographers definitely have to step up their game now because, you know, 8 Emmys, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's going to happen next year, guys?
You know, what new big choreography is going to be coming out? You know, what else are we going to see? And this dance, of course, it was Sonia. Amazing, brilliant, standing ovation.
Sasha and Melanie did this.
The two strongest.
I love the song. It was like
I don't know
what it was, but it was
from District 78, something like that.
It was like a ballet dubstep.
Yes.
And dubstep's huge right
mm-hmm.
now.
Very
and they
popular.
They did the jazz to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like mohawks and boy shorts. And
it was like a Amazon woman beast. Here I come.
Yes.
Hear me roar. I'm going to come and get your food. You know, like
the interlocking of their hands, their feet.
They did a little crawl on the floor.
Yes.
Like they they like plop down.
A crab.
And yeah. Beautiful. I loved it. It was powerful. It was.
I love the lifts. You know, Sasha was really lifting Melanie in a lot of this. And, you know, Melanie did a couple lifts for Sasha, but.
Yeah, she totally took her and whipped her around a couple times.
I don't know what dance I was talking about earlier where I said, you know, it was a bit of feminine, but then it switched to masculine. That's what I got from this.
Oh, the dance with Marco.
Yeah, the dance with Marco.
Oh, that's no, sorry, Tad. Tad. The heist.
Oh, right, heist. Yes. That's what I got with this, you know, with Sasha picking her up. Sometimes Sasha was the more aggressive one, and then Melanie would switch, and she was the more aggressive one. And
it's like a lioness.
Yeah, and they hit the hard points together, which, like I said, it's very hard, and the only other person who did that was Tad and his partner earlier. But I think they were the best duo tonight, definitely.
It was definitely a showstopper. Lady Gaga threw her shoe at the stage. What was that?
So random and like...
She was saying, she's like, dancers, when a dance performs and is this great, just, you got to throw your shoe. She took her shoe off and threw it at the stage. And Sasha's not going to give that up.
Yo, Sasha was...
holding on to that for dear
like
life.
Like, Melanie was trying to put it in between the two of them. She like kept reaching for it and like touching it. And Sasha
it's
was
mine,
like...
It's mine, it's mine.
Yeah, no, you're not getting this.
It's mine.
And I kind of kept saying to myself like, Gaga, like, throw the other one up. That's not really fair.
I know. She gave it to Sonia.
Which is cool, but...
But...
It's the dancer. You know what I mean? Give Sonia the hat.
I know, right? The hat with the bug?
Or your blue wig.
Was that a wig?
That is not Gaga's real hair.
It looked like... Maybe. I don't know anything about wigs, to be honest with you. I've never even dyed my hair.
No, Gaga. So... I believe Gaga's hair is probably up to her chin or so.
Maybe. Have we ever seen her natural hair? I don't think so. I think she's always in a wig or something.
Yeah.
I don't think.
That's why I think tonight was a wig.
Could be. Could be. This dance was just my favorite. It was definitely the show of the season. I mean, the dance of the season.
Well, brilliant. And that's what, was that Gaga who said that? Well, she said it was the best. She said everyone can pack up because this was the best performance of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and you saw in it in Sonia's face, she just kept saying thank you.
Yeah, she was so grateful. You know, these choreographers, they put their art out there. They put their creativity out there. And if people love it, they're just so humble. Like, oh my gosh, like, you love what I just came up with, you know? Like, I saw it in my head. You performed it. And now look, everybody loves it, you know?
Right.
They're just like so thankful and grateful. And it's like Travis, he was on the show and now he's a choreographer. And it just goes to show you that they live it. They love it. You know, it's just in their head and they just put it out there.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So, I mean, before we head to a commercial break, what are your any last thoughts of this, you know, this episode or?
Well, predictions are later.
Oh, we're going to come to predictions.
Ooh.
So, all right, let's head over to a commercial break. And when we get back, we'll get into predictions.
Ooh.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Hey.
What?
Because we have bad boys for life. Because it's AfterBuzz for life.
Uh-huh.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Scary.
All right, so who do we think's going home next week? How many people are being sent home next week?
I think it's two.
It is two.
It's two every week until I think the top four, and then it goes down to
One.
Whoever. Yeah, four.
The final.
The final. Final, yeah, the frontier. Finale. I think Caitlin and Ricky are going home. You know, Ricky should have gone home a long time ago, but yeah, Caitlin and Ricky, you know, there were other performances that were brilliant and amazing and just outshined everybody. And Caitlin didn't stand out, neither did Ricky. I mean, Ricky stood out because I was like, oh, I didn't like you.
Right.
You sucked.
That's why you need to go home.
And
you're sticking out for that reason.
Nigel had told him after his dance with Marco, Ricky, I'm sorry, but I think you're going to be in the bottom three or the bottom. And from Nigel. And that kind of tells you it's sad. His fate is written in stone. Or
so who do you think? Who are you thinking? I mean, we keep saying Sasha and Melanie. Oh,
I know. I really think it's the season of the girls.
Do you? Because at the beginning, I predicted it was the season of the guys.
I think everybody did. The guys were powerful, but the girls just, they were sneaky. The girls were sneaky.
They were.
They came in and swooped it up. And
I think, top four, who do you think it's going to be?
Jess, Melanie, Sasha, and Marco.
My exact thoughts, too.
I think that's America's exact thoughts. I mean, call in, let us know what you think. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see tomorrow, but sad to say.
So until then.
Yep, yep.
It's been a pleasure, Heather.
It has been. I miss Maria and Kat.
Sitting out there by yourself.
It's the first time I've done this by myself. This is exciting.
But do you love the new studio you're in?
I do. I know. I noticed the white... the white background.
Yes, it's like Club AfterBuzz.
It is. Woo, woo, woo.
All right. Well, so until next time, guys, yes. We thank you very
thank
much
you.
For joining us.
Yes.
And Heather, excellent job manning
thank
it up.
You
there.
Too. Thanks for joining in.
Thanks for having me. So until next time, guys, we'll TTYL on SYTYCD.
Are we spelling?
I'm trying to. It's just not working.
Start spelling my name. H-E-A-T-H-E-R.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Same time,
bye.
Same place. Peace.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.